We remind you every week that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear, and you are that opportunity. And so am I, and so it is. What that means is that you are an individual expression of an infinite idea, of an infinite power and light and life moving through you. So we honor you, we welcome you, we are pleased and happy that you've chosen to spend this time with us, because you're bringing to us through your presence, through your attention, through your participation, the very essence of life and God itself multiplying and expanding and spreading it out. So whatever you've been through up until today, whatever you've done, whatever you've been thrilled about and joyful about and frightened about and serious about, we honor you. We recognize you for who you are. And so whoever you are, however you self-identify, whatever your sense of yourself is as a human being, as a person in time and space, however you would put that together, we honor it and we welcome it. Whatever your sexual preference is, whatever your gender identity, all of those variables now that are becoming more and more complex as we identify ourselves in the world, race, ethnicities, on and on it goes, political party, all of that. We welcome you and we honor you and we're glad you're here and we're glad you're an awake, alive, thinking person. We are a center that stands on principles of new thought, principles of the science of mind. And here are the Declaration of Principles that was written by our founder, Ernest Holmes. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life, and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. So if you let that sink in and think about it a few moments, I invite you to consider that we are now going to hear from one of our Science of Mind practitioners. She has studied this teaching for many, many years. She not only studies it, but she lives it. She applies it in her life and has brought evidence that she is able to use this in a way to transform her own life and can also do that work for other people. She can support you. She can help you walk through whatever issues have come up for you, whatever blocks you may feel in creating the life of your desire. And she's available to do that. So I present to you one of our lead practitioners, Judy Ailey. Thanks, Judy.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Well, welcome everybody to September. The weather is a little cooler here in Atlanta, so we're feeling it. Well, the theme for this month is reaching higher. In this month, we are working towards a greater understanding of ourselves and our place in the universe. I think that the first step of reaching higher is to always reach within first, to become aware of where we are growing. Some people refer to this as their growing edge. Where are we being called to think about our circumstances or our situation in a greater way? What is my growing edge? What is your growing edge? How can the universal truths help us through challenging times? Today's affirmation is, I believe in myself because I believe in God. In my life, I think my growing edge is a greater belief in vibrant physical health. It seems that some of this is related to the pandemic that we are all going through and the changes that we have all been facing in our daily lives. And also, I'm aware that as I grow older, I find that physical aging process that is happening can be challenging to me. And, you know, lately it seems like there's always been some ongoing thing with me physically, some little small thing or something that's not clearly defined that somehow I just don't feel so great physically. It can set me off into a space of worry, dread, and fear. But I know that as I work with what appears to be physical challenges, that I am being called to reach higher into a greater and stronger belief in my natural state of being and the truth of that as being one of vibrant health. So during challenges that I may be facing, I do take the time to turn to spirit, to know that I am never separated from the vibrant energy and vitality of life. I use many tools that assist me in turning away from old feelings of doubt, worry, and fear. I use writing in my journal, and this process is helpful for me to become more aware of any old beliefs or old ways of thinking that may still be lingering either consciously or unconsciously. I ask that anything I need to know or to do differently on the physical level be revealed to me. This could be going to medical or healing professionals. It could be a change in my eating or my physical activity, a host of many things. I also use meditation and spiritual mind treatment to get myself to a place of knowing the truth of who I am, that I am a being of light and a being that at the heart of it all is whole, perfect, and complete, including on the physical level. And that this power that I am one with and never separated from is a healing power, and that there's never anything that's too big of a problem or really might be just a small little thing that I think, well, you know, God doesn't want to hear about this. But there is really nothing too big or too small that I cannot take to this presence, this power that loves me and wants the best for me. So that's my growing edge. And I have to say that in many ways, I am feeling this vibrant energy of life on a physical level, expressing through me. So I invite you today to think about what is challenging you in your life right now. What is your growing edge? What greater thing can you know about yourself and your life that can allow you to rest in the knowledge of the universal truth that all is well, and that all is truly expanding and greater good. All right. With those thoughts, I would like to transition now and move into a time of spiritual mind treatment for us. So if you will just take a moment to become comfortable and to relax where you are right here and right now, maybe take a couple of slow, deep breaths. And please accept these words for yourself as I do this treatment in the first person. Please accept the parts that resonate for yourself. I know that there is only one power and one presence operating in the universe, period. That this power, this presence is everywhere. And it is a power for good. It embraces and covers everything. It is in everything. It expresses through all of life. I know that I am completely immersed in it, that it fills me, that it animates my life. It's the very beating of my heart. It's every cell in my body functioning in absolute perfection and vitality. That this is a power and presence that is love, that is peace, that is endless possibilities and prosperity, that is new ideas, that is just absolutely desiring to express through each and every one of us in greater and greater ways. And as we bring our awareness to the truth of this presence and this power, and as we bring our awareness to the reality, to the ultimate reality of this good in our life, that this power, this presence, this energy, this spirit is only desiring to express through us in greater and greater ways. So we just accept the truth of that, and we allow it to express through ourselves. And that as we do that, we know that we can overcome anything that maybe appear to be a challenge or appear to be anything different from this ultimate reality of good. So in my mind, I just turn away from any idea of weakness, of struggle, of strain, of lack, of limitation, of worry or stress or fear that things aren't so great, that there is any truth in this whatever that is that might be appearing in my life. I just turn away from that and instead know and embrace this power, this presence for good, this transformative love that absolutely wants the very, very best for me in my life in every single way. So I just affirm and know that today that this service is grounded in principle, that the words that we hear today are the truth, and that this broadcast reaches many people. It touches hearts and souls and minds throughout this universe. So it is with great thanksgiving that I know that this is a truth in my life, that this is a truth for us today as we join together and hear this message and connect in our hearts. So I'm grateful for this. I release this treatment now, and so it is. All right, we now go to our next musical selection, which is Lullaby Allegra, Reaching for the Stars, performed by Karen Novi. Thanks.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Reach for the stars, cling to the moon. Though you are young, it's never too soon to know the stars will light your way and the moon will hold you close. When night turns to a new day, may you know this simple truth. The stars cling to the moon. I know you are young, but it's never too soon to know the love that comes your way will feed you as you grow. And when the night has turned to a new day, thank you.
time in human history when humanity the generally accepted idea of life and the way life works is that we were protected, that we had a canopy of blue above us, between us and the gods, and the energy and the light of the gods, which would be way too much. It would burn us up if we were fully exposed to it. And that canopy had a sun that shined through in the daytime, brightened things up. It was more light. And at night, the stars were little windows into the light of God, into the light of life. And so that reaching up was a very literal idea, reaching up towards the heavens where the heavens were, which was considered above us. Hence, over time, it evolved into cities where no building was allowed to be taller than the church steeple, because the church steeple drew you to look up into the heavens. And where in some areas, even the churches would compete for who could build the tallest steeple and be the tallest, sharpest look into the heavens. Now, we all know today that's just metaphor for us. We know that there is not a place above the blue where suddenly we're in a whole other realm. We've flown up there. We've been in rockets. We've seen it. It's all changed. Science today would raise the question, so where is up? Where is higher? On a planet where that's spinning at amazing speed, and you and I are flying around it, and also catapulting around the sun and spiraling around a galaxy, which is spiraling around the universe, up doesn't have a whole lot of meaning, literally and scientifically. In fact, when you think about that really seriously, up only makes sense if you have a limited perspective, if you bring your perspective down to one point in time and space. If your point of view is limited to this time and place, and I can tell up is up there. If I try to get up there, and ain't going to make it. Or if I can only go so far. If I go up there and jump off of something, I'm going to come back down here. I know you guys know all that. I just think it's important. And one of the beauties of this science of mind teaching is that we take science and spirituality, science and religions, and we unify it. We don't ask you to check your mind at the door. We don't ask you to set aside science in order to be spiritual, because the two are united and linked together. We are scientific about our spirituality, and we take science from a religious standpoint to look at it very religiously as a part of the very nature of life. For so many centuries, those two were pulled apart and separate. Not anymore. So where you are in real time helps a lot in understanding what's up, what's higher. See, and the truth, though, is when we get out of this world of appearances, of forms and shapes and time and space, and we consider who we are, there is no up or down. See, you're part of the consciousness of spirit, the consciousness of God, a universal field of energy and information with points of energy and information, and you're one of those points. You're one of those places in the cosmos where when we, as we understand more and more about how it works, and we look at quantum physics and all of the other theories that are spinning around and coming out of that, we recognize that we are not in any way separate from any of the rest of it. We are part of the one, and the same energies that create universes and that create stars and planets and create us. Everything in our bodies physically is made of the same stuff that the planet we walk around on is. The energy that drives us is light. It's solar energy. You're a solar-operated being. It draws all of your energy from the light within and from this great consciousness that you're part of. So in that world, the idea of higher and lower just suddenly loses much meaning. The same idea as of reaching. There is no reaching within consciousness. Now, yes, you can have the concept, I'm reaching for a better idea, and that's not a bad thing. But the truth is that better idea is already right there with you. That greater vision and view of who you are, you may not be aware of it, but it's alive and well in you already. That's how we can say that everything you need, everything you want, is already available to you. You've already got it. You don't have to go get it anywhere. You know, love is not a commodity you have to buy in a store or you have to go get from somebody by giving them something. Love is available within you already. Falling in love, being in love, it's already yours. You just get to find somebody to share it with. And the same is true with prosperity, and the same is true with all parts of our lives. What we need to do, it's kind of using an old biblical term that does have some meaning today, and that is repent. No, it's not about beating your chest and feeling bad about yourself. It is simply repent, simply means turn the other way. So it's stop looking outward for your power, for your solutions, for your better ideas, and turn and start looking inward. Turn to that place within. Ernest Holmes says this about it. He says, we experience good and evil, higher and lower, when we perceive a presence of duality instead of unity. And I would add, if we speak from the point of view of spirit, there can be no opposition to it. So that whole idea is to take within us, to go within, and to turn from the idea of different parts and pieces into the idea of the unity within us. The idea of the oneness that we are. And if you meditate or if you spend time in contemplation, you know that when you go deeply into that, you feel a sense of connection with the air around you, with the chairs you're sitting in, with the energy of space, with the energy of other people and the lives that are connected to you and connected to part of you. We do talk in here often about duality. Holmes just referred to that. It's the duality that distracts us from the truth of ourselves. And duality is like hot and cold, light and dark, often what we call good and bad. But consider this. Hot and cold are not two different things. There is no way to create cold as a thing itself. Cold is simply the absence of heat. So hot and cold are just a continuum of measuring the heat in any given thing. Heat is real and is measurable. Cold is not. We measure cold. We call it cold based on how little heat there may be. The same thing with light and dark. You can't turn on a dark bulb. I've tried. Can't do it. Even black light, so-called, is still light. Light and dark is simply a measure of the presence of the amount of light there is. That's duality. That's seeing the two as if they're separate, not recognizing they're two sides, two parts to the same thing, or a continuum of measurement and expression. The same thing with good and bad. So-called good and bad. Bad is simply a measure of the presence of or lack of presence of good. How much good is present in a thought, an idea, a life. So what difference does this make? How do we use this in this whole idea, the metaphorical idea of reaching higher, the metaphorical idea of something greater for us? And I invite us to give some thought to something a little more close to home for each of us. Not quite as abstract and out there in the universe as I sometimes get carried away with. And think about this, and this is from also from Ernest Holmes. He says this. He says, there is a God power at the center of every man's being, every person's being, every human being's being. A presence that knows neither lack. Now get this. There's something within you that knows neither lack, limitation, nor fear, sickness, nor disquiet, nor imperfection. Wow. It's already there within you. You don't need to create it. It's a part of the hardware you came with when you showed up on the planet on that wonderful day that you dove into time and space out of the ethers, wherever you came from. And so it's alive and well within you. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you've experienced, no matter how difficult or hard your life has been, it's there. It's always present. It's part of that thing we turn toward when we turn from looking at the world of experience, the world of events, all of that, into that inner world of consciousness. We turn toward that awareness that there's something within me that's constantly shouting into my being, all is well, you're okay. Some would say you're a forever being. Here's the but. But because everyone is an individual, anyone can build a wall of negative thought between yourself, myself, and our perfection. Now, sometimes we build that wall consciously in response to our experiences and also in how we think and what we choose to believe. We see the world of good and bad, and we take sides, and we really stand strong in it, and we're for this and not for that. We create a dualism in our own life, consciously and intentionally. More often, though, that negative wall is built by long before we have conscious control of what's happening in our lives. It's built by our experiences. And I know, because I know many of you have had some pretty rough starts, dropped into onto the planet in the midst of some pretty negative worlds, where the negative experiences, the negative beliefs, the negative thoughts of lack, limitation, poverty, harm, and hurt, where love was confused with hate and pain. You drop into all of that, and you get this wall built for you. Yet, as you grow older, it's your wall, and you get to do something about it. Listen to what the wall's made of. Can build a wall of negative thought. The wall which keeps you from greater good is built of mental blocks. So think a minute as you think about your life. Are there mental blocks? Are there things in your mind and heart, beliefs in lack, limitation, hurt, pain, harm, that you know maybe aren't true and yet they nag at you all the time? Or they're hidden and you're unconscious until something happens and brings it right up in your face. And shows you, oh gosh, this is a block. Now, we don't have to be afraid of those. In fact, the good news is if you recognize them and can name them, then that's half the battle. Because from years and years, from hundreds of years ago, from the Old Testament idea, once you can name something, you have power over it. That's why you can never give a name to God, because you can't have power over that which is infinite. You can utilize it, you can let it move through you, but you can't be in control of the whole thing. So once you can name that, if you can listen to your own mind and heart and hear what those mental blocks might be, to your idea of your greater good. Yeah, but the economy's messed up right now. And oh my God, listen to this COVID thing. The world is being shattered from what it used to be. Another way to look at that, though, is to recognize that the world is going through a huge transformation right now. We can no longer live like we used to, pretending not to know what we know now. And so the world is changing and shifting. And COVID is just one of the things that's making that happen, along with all of the other things politically and ethically and economically that are happening around the world and in our individual worlds. So what are the building blocks about that? Do you feel you're a victim of it all? Is that one of your beliefs? Well, listen to the rest of this. Those mental blocks are cemented together by fear and unbelief. Fear is a huge, huge issue. False evidence appearing real. It looks like this thing is out of control. It looks like the human race and the planet may destroy itself. All these horrible things you can read and hear about right now. And I'm not saying they aren't factual. But I'm saying I have a faith in that's bigger than that fear. And I invite you to consider that. Because if you and I are, as I believe we are, individuations of powerful good in the universe that is flowing through us, an infinite power, we already have within us the core building blocks for safety, for creativity, for love, for a presence that knows nothing about lack and limitation. And we already have the power to overcome all of these obstacles, what may appear to be. So fear and unfaith are what bind all of that together. And it's mixed together with the mortar of negative experience. We've already talked about that a little bit. The negative experience you have that go, what? I had a marvelous, marvelous time in Mexico with my friends and with new friends, celebrating the expansion of this teaching into Latin America. We graduated our first class in the School of Spiritual Leadership, Latin America. You know, wow, what a great time that was. And 2 days after I got off the plane coming home, I started having symptoms of COVID. What? Now, I can hang on to that to say, I got to be afraid. Everybody ought to be afraid. Or I can acknowledge that I must have had a brick or a wall or a mortar or a piece somewhere in my consciousness that allowed me to accept that experience. I will tell you, thanks to having been vaccinated, I had a much less of a problem with COVID than many people have. Never ran a fever, never went to the hospital, never had to or came close to it. Always had good oxygen and all those things happening in my body. And the plus side, it gave me about 3 weeks of rest, where the only thing I had to concentrate on was self-care. And what I learned out of that was a whole nother level of what self-care really means and how to live it. And recognition that self-care is also means I'm caring for everyone else when I do that. Self-care meant I stayed inside and I wore a mask anytime I was around or exposed to anyone else, even for a moment. I never got close to anyone else. Self-care meant really listening to my body and doing what it was calling me to do. Eating when I felt like eating, not eating when I didn't. So somewhere in this model of the wall, I had a brick. I've survived it. I've gone on. I know that my life is not ever going to be terminated or stopped by any disease. And even if I leave the planet, my life doesn't stop. Neither does yours. So we tear down this wall. And we tear down this wall in a number of really interesting ways. You know, when we do that, when we tear it down, when we look over the wall and through the wall and into that great vision of ourselves, it is grand and beautiful. And it's different for each of us. You know, my vision of the grand and wonderful may not match yours, nor should it. For my version of the infinite living through me includes connecting with people all over the world, traveling and seeing and experiencing different ethnic groups and different cultures and the way they think and live and express. For some of you, that would be anything but a joyous idea. The grand idea is to really build a nest, a home, a place, and grow it and live it and experiencing it. And go as deep as you can in relationships with those people you see over time, every day, every week, every year. See, if we didn't have all of this, we didn't have both, we didn't have every version of goodness that you can imagine for yourself, the world would be a lesser place. Would not have the same good available to it that it does. But I do think there's some common elements. I do think there is an element of awareness of financial security that is part of this grand vision once the wall is breached. That we can live knowing our prosperity is secure because it doesn't come from our anything dualistic, anything on the outside, anything in form. It comes from our own consciousness, our own spirits, our own knowing that we are well taken care of by an infinite power that brings support to us from places we have yet to even imagine. We have relationships that bring us great joy, and we see those relationships joyfully and freely. You have health and vitality, and your health and vitality, as Judy pointed to, comes from within you, comes from the awareness that it's already there. And whatever interferences you've had or whatever things you've hit the wall with, that wall can be released so that the joy and vitality can be there and be seen and experienced no matter what. You have gifts, things you want to do and be and experience, right? Things you want to share with other people, a difference you'd like to make in the world. Those gifts that you are, we're all pulled toward giving. We're all pulled towards sharing. We're all pulled towards connecting in community. And however that is, that vision, that view over the wall is there for you, no matter what. Yeah, embracing all that you love and care for. So how do you do it? How do you get through that wall and begin to develop a greater vision? How do you obliterate the wall? You don't have to understand every brick. You don't have to understand every bit of mortar. You don't have to do all of the minutiae of that unless it keeps coming back, and then you need to take a closer look at it. But we obliterate the wall with our word of faith, with our word of trust, if you prefer that word. Of our word of trusting the power within us to know better and to find solutions that we may not have thought of before. So when you speak your word to yourself, to your own inner consciousness, to say and declare that there is a presence and a law, perfect law, a law of cause and effect, a law that the outside has to match your insides, that is irresistibly drawing to you everything you need to be happy, everything you need to achieve that vision of you beyond the wall. Another thing to know and to speak and to say is to recognize that all of the good things in your life, because we already have them. Nobody lives fully behind the wall, at least not if you're listening to this. You've already made some progress somewhere. I certainly know that we all have the whole planet is making progress. So believing that you're good is a full circle response to your desire. Desire is not a bad thing. Desire is the Spirit of God moving through you and saying, this is what's for you, and inviting you to agree and speak your word accordingly. Yes. Tom Costa, one of my people I really looked up to, he's no longer on the planet. He's still out there taking care of us all, I'm sure. Used to walk around saying, part of the way he shifted his consciousness was walking around as he would see something. That's for me. That's for me. He didn't put any energy in what's not for me. He just kept looking around and thinking in his life, that's for me. That relationship, that house, that's for me. And when he did that, he's naming his desire and then trusting that it's coming round circle, full circle to him. And then placing your reliance first on the power and presence of God within you. It's got to be in you or you wouldn't be alive. You couldn't be alive. It's not possible. That's why I think it's so fascinating, some of that stuff that came out a few years ago about God abandoning America or abandoning certain groups of people. It can't, because if it abandoned us, if it weren't part of us, we'd cease to exist. We only exist in that power of life and love. And then declaring that all apparent evil is simply an empty substance with no, an empty appearance with no substance whatsoever. It's just not anything. And focusing on what the good is that we can spot in any situation, anywhere. We cast out all fear by our faith in the good, in the God, if that's the word you like, or in life, or in the cosmic connections, the cosmic field of energy and information that we're all part of. Whatever words and language for that you want, but whatever your idea of the infinite is, you speak it, you hold it, you live it. And that's how you continue to chip away at the wall and let it go and let it go and find a life that is so much more rich and wonderful. Goldsmith says this. He says, it is possible for anyone to change the trend of his life, not by hearing or reading truth, although I'm glad you're listening, but by making it an active part of your consciousness in daily experience until it becomes a habit every present moment of the day. Instead of an occasional thought, becomes a habit. And that is when reaching higher. That's what it really means. It's reaching within. It's choosing to turn within and open ourselves to the great truth of who we are and of what we are and of what you're here to do. Because it's all there for you. And you are wonderful. So am I. So it is. Thank you. So take a moment with me and let's know this, that all of the good that we are, all of the presence of God within us is available and revealing itself to us each right now, wherever we are, whoever we are, and whatever has been our experience up until now. We stand in that truth. We ask and could declare again and again, something within me knows what to do. Something in me knows how to live. And I listen to it, I commit to it, and I allow it full reign in my life. This is my reality, and this is my truth. I let it be, and so it is. And so we turn now to a few more words from Judy Ailey as she speaks her and reminds us of how we can support this center and continue these messages and continue the life of this center, which is just growing and becoming greater and more widespread all the time. So thank you, Judy.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's so great to have you back. And you're looking good, and we're just grateful for you. I want to thank everybody, first of all, for the support that they provide to our center. We are a prosperous center. So we are grateful for your continued support. And if this is one of the places where you get your spiritual food, we invite you to support our center in a way that feels right and perfect for you. So you can find the links to our to be able to give online at cslmidtown.org. So we just invite you to do that now. Remember, we don't, you know, in the old days they used to say, give till it hurts. No, don't give till it hurts. Give until it feels good. So that's my what I'm going to say about that today. So if you'll join me now in our affirmation for prosperity, let's see if we'll put that up on the screen. Here it is, affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. All right, well, thank you very much. Move on to announcements.
Bye. And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services, and 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
About a month ago, a little over a month ago now, probably in July, we announced that starting in September, we would like to come back together in person for those who are available to do so here in the Atlanta area. However, given the current situation with COVID, and given our desire to love and respect the safety and support that for all people, all of our people, now all people, period, we've decided that the board has decided right now we will postpone anything in person for a while. And we'll let you know in plenty of time to make plans to join us. But we're just going to keep an eye on the pandemic and the current situation in the world before we commit to another time of getting together in person, possibly November, possibly the first of the year. I'm just speculating because we're going to take it a month at a time and look and see what's doable. And in the meantime, we're going to be right here every week, expanding and growing and teaching and bringing new ideas. We're also going to be expanding in our weekly offerings. The wonderful Wednesdays, or Wisdom Wednesdays rather, are going to start back in late September, early October. So keep an eye open for that, and know that our Tuesday meeting is always there ready for you. If you have something you want to talk about, something you want to share, or you just want to come and get some good ideas from other people, it's a great time and place to do that. So join me, if you will, in our closing affirmation. And it goes like this. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you all next week.